Hello again, and thank you for joining us on the Providence College Podcast. I'm Charlie Joyce, your host today, and I'm joined by our producer, Chris Judge, of the class of 2005. Our guest today is Hannah McGreevy, a member of the class of 2022 in Boulder, Colorado. Hannah is a psychology major with a concentration in neuroscience. She conducts research in the psychology department's Family Development Lab under Dr. Kelly Warmoth. Hannah is a member of the Friars Women's Cross Country and Track Teams. She's a lector and Eucharistic minister with Campus Ministries Liturgical Ministries and a lifeguard at the campus pool. Like all our students, Hannah's spring semester has been uprooted by the coronavirus pandemic. However, she's made tremendous use of her change in circumstances back home, where she's volunteering 40 hours a week at a COVID recovery center for the homeless in Boulder County. And that's what she's here to talk to us about today. Welcome to the Providence College Podcast, Hannah.
Hello.
Good to have you on board. Now, this is an extensive commitment that you've made, and you're about 5 weeks into it. Tell us about the center's operations and the citizens that it serves.
Yeah, so as you said, we are a Boulder County COVID recovery center, and we're set up for the local homeless community that is either showing symptoms of COVID or has tested positive for COVID. We just try to act as like a safe space or home environment for these individuals who don't really have a home to go to and recover. We do a lot of different things, from getting laundry done, basic medical care, and giving food to them, and it's all for free.
Tremendous. And who is that actually done through? Is there a particular agency, or is this a local government?
Yeah, so it's our Boulder County local government. They have done some tremendous work with our homeless community, and they joined up with the city of Boulder for like a joint project, I would say, short-term, temporary, and the amount of funding we've been getting from FEMA has been great. It's a wonderful thing that the county's doing.
And what are your responsibilities and really your schedule like these days?
Yeah, well, it's a bit unpredictable. I tend to go in 5 days a week for 8-hour shifts for a total of about 40 hours a week. And I basically am in charge of other volunteers and giving the clients the care that they need. I tend to a lot of the protocols that we have set in place for cleaning and sanitizing. I'm in charge of setting up telehealth appointments for our clients so that they can get doctor help, as well as we bring them to a local clinic to get tested. I also am in charge of making sure that we have enough food for the number of clients that we're serving, and basically everything in between. The responsibilities change. It's an ever-evolving system, and we're always just trying to find new ways that will help our clients and best fit their needs.
Wow, you're really a jack of all trades, it sounds like.
Just trying.
You know, Hannah, obviously that's a really high-risk environment. Aren't you worried about exposure?
So at the center, we have very important protocols. We are required at all times to wear personal protective equipment. I'm always wearing a mask, which is kind of sad because no one can see me smile. And we always have gloves on. And then we do have special protocols for whenever we are in contact with a client's space, such as going in and cleaning beds or doing laundry. We do have to wear a very stylish hazmat suit, which has been interesting. And let me tell you, they're pretty warm inside. We also practice social distancing as much as we can. It's crazy how much we clean. We clean about every hour. But overall, I sort of decided that I'm a healthy individual and I know that I'm one of the least at risk. And so it was more important for me to go up and help those in need than to just sit at home.
And in terms of the clients, is it a really active and constant atmosphere, Hannah?
Yeah, so it's always, we're trying to keep the clients occupied, you know, so they are tired and bored, and it's hard for us to give them sort of activities to do because we are trying to practice social distancing. So we do have a TV set up and we watch a bajillion movies. We also have sort of tried to engage them in like games that we think helps them sort of get their mind off of the situation and the fact that they're stuck in a place that they might not necessarily want to be. But it's definitely constant activity, constant engagement, and thinking of new ways.
Yeah, how did this opportunity actually come about?
So that's a great question. I just knew that I wanted to help out in the community, especially with COVID in general, like people who are affected. I looked into helping in like a hospital, but obviously I have no degrees to back that up. So it sort of came on a whim. I found it on the internet and it just like felt like the right thing to do. I myself have never in my life actually really worked with this population in particular. So I was very hesitant. I didn't know if I would be up for the challenge or if I would really enjoy it or if it was a good idea. But something just inside me said that I needed to do it. And later, I sort of compared it to, I realized that like in the Bible, Jesus teaches to reach out to the poor and the lonely. And like when he tells the story of the lepers, people were so afraid to touch them. And now like this is a scary virus going around and people who are infected, especially the homeless, are already sort of treated as like infected outcasts. So it felt like this would be the right thing to do. And it was just something that was sort of important to me and just as a Christian and a Catholic to do that.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's quite a pivot, I'll tell you. I mean, you know, here you were a little over a month ago and over at Providence College and, you know, being a great student and student athlete. And then all of a sudden the circumstances change and, you know, with a little bit of fortune and your own research, a lot has changed in your life in a very short time. I mean, you know, in early March, this whole scenario wasn't fathomable, obviously. You said before this taping that it's been an eye-opening experience for you, Hannah. In what respects has it been so?
Yeah, so I, as I said, have not had a lot of previous experience with this population. I've always been one to, you know, like sort of smile at the homeless person on the side of the street begging, but I haven't really taken the extra time to really think about like what they're doing and the place that they're going to be sleeping that night. So it was, this experience has sort of made me see humans in a condition I'd never seen them before. At the center, we have every single walk of life you could imagine. We have recovering drug addicts, psychiatric patients, people who are just homeless because they just really enjoy being outside. And it's through these individuals that I've learned so much about the human condition and just about how connected we are as humans, that although we might have different circumstances, might have different experiences, definitely more people are fortunate than others, but in the end, we are all human. And these, it's amazing, these people and the life stories that they tell me about like how they became homeless and just what they are doing in life and the things that they've gone through. Some stories have brought me to tears and it's just amazing to see how these people are, they're people and it, that's the root of it. And it warms my heart how grateful they've been for everything we do. Not a day goes by where they're not thanking us for what we're doing. And just seeing that and seeing the difference that I'm out there making and that the community is able to do, it's worth every risk of being exposed.
You know, it seems like there'd be, and you have kind of referenced that, a lot of relevance to what you're doing at the center, to your studies in psychology. Have you found that to be the case?
Oh, completely. It couldn't be a better matchup in, like, regarding my major. Most of the clients we do have, as I said, have pre-existing mental illnesses, a lot of substance abuse addictions, and actually a fair amount of brain injuries that leads to these mental illnesses. And by seeing that, like, obviously I'm actively studying that. it made me sort of realize how much this population sort of needs the care, and they might not be getting it, or they're not getting enough of it as maybe any other person with those conditions will get. So it's really sort of given me the opportunity to see a different population in an empathetic lens and in like a psychology lens. And what's cool is how every day I am able to give that mental support to people, because it's hard enough to be experiencing a pandemic, yet know that you have it, that if you have COVID, like that's so scary. And these people don't really, they don't know what to do. And it's just really lonely and scary. And so being able to be there and sort of talk with them every day about how they're feeling and make them feel that they're not alone and that everything will be okay is really relevant to what I do want to do in the future. So it's been amazing. I'd say a great example of my field in particular was that one night we did have a client who came in having extreme withdrawal symptoms from heroin, which was something I've obviously never seen in my life. So that was a bit scary for sure. But within seeing that, I sort of realized that the major that I like, my psychology major and the field that I do want to go in, I want to help these people. And I see the scary things that substance abuse can do and things that I've never seen in my entire life, I've only read about, and how much it's so real. And it's only real to those people experiencing it and the people around them. And it just makes me so happy to be in the major and follow through.
Excellent. And you know, in addition to the population that you are serving, you obviously are working or coordinating with a different group of people as well. You know, you mentioned earlier about how you're in charge of the volunteers and ordering food and all. I mean, it sounds like it's quite a bit of a volunteer staff. In terms of that relationship and coordination or slash collaboration, how has that been a part of your experience with the center?
It's been great. We all work together. It's all one big team. Obviously, the situation's ever evolving and new symptoms have been coming about. And the fact that we're able to all work together towards a common goal is really great.
Hannah, to say your days are full really is an understatement. How do you manage your time while being able to keep up with your classes and studying?
Well, it's a little harder than I thought it would be. But I think that sort of having a work schedule gives me the opportunity to have time management and to be able to sort of put aside what I need to do and then not get distracted by being lazy or doing things that would not allow me to do my studies. So it has been really great just like having a schedule, because that's something I think a lot of people are lacking right now. But I also took it as an opportunity of just, I just have one Zoom class. So that is very lucky on my part. So I have sort of been making the most of my time and realizing that of all the opportunities I have, this is the best time for me to get out and help the community, as I don't have to go to class, you know, 5 days a week in person. So it's actually been pretty manageable for the most part.
And are you managing to squeeze in some runs?
Oh, every day. I definitely have to get out every day just to sort of get some headspace and enjoy the sunshine. Obviously, I'm blessed to live in a place like Colorado. So it has been really easy to just get out the door in the morning, in between classes, in between work, and go on a run.
Let's talk a little bit about the student-athlete experience. You were a three-time first-team All-Stater in high school. What's it like now to be a Division I student-athlete?
It is everything I ever asked for. It's an amazing experience to be on such a high-level team with an amazing coaching staff and some very talented teammates. I have so many great memories from just training around Providence as well as traveling to different meets and just sort of doing what I always wanted to do, being a Division I athlete. And I'm really sad that the track season got cut short, but that's okay. It's, you know, with opportunities, I can do other things. But I think the time that I had sort of learning how to balance the student athlete is what's really helping me right now to be able to balance the classes and the work of being at the shelter. So it comes with its perks for sure. And it's just been an amazing experience at Providence.
And as you well know, you're training under one of the best coaches around in Ray Tracy, who's a member of the class of 82. And what's it like to be training under Coach Tracy?
It's amazing. It definitely, you see the work put in and the outcomes you get out. It's a lot of work, obviously, every day. It's sort of amazing to see how a coach like him can put in such high caliber training and get some amazing results. And the people that we have on the team, how dedicated they are to the sport and how much we all just want to succeed and run, which is obviously not the most popular sport out there, but it's one that it takes a lot. It takes a lot of our daily energy, a lot of our daily time. And it's just amazing to see what can come of that and what sort of things can come from just being a student athlete at this level and under a coach like him.
Yes, of course, under normal circumstances, you'd be out there now, working out with your teammates and running 3,000 or 5,000 meters in meets this spring. Would you say that the unexpected turn of events this semester and really the subsequent opportunity to serve the homeless during the pandemic, has it changed your outlook or your mindset in any way?
For sure. My mindset before was definitely the typical college mindset of doing what I need to do, enjoying life, being the student athlete that I am, and sort of having this hit us all, hitting society out of nowhere, was a bit of a shock for sure. And I think my mindset sort of changed in how interconnected we as humans are and just what it means to be human. I mean, it's so hard to think about all the little businesses that are going out of business right now, but it's even harder to think about all those individuals that are being affected and how in our current state, like, it's hard to give anyone's time or money to help others because we're all so unknown. Like, we don't know what's going to come next. But through that unknown, I think it's really where we can come together. And I'd say that my mindset sort of changed in the way that I look at the homeless population. I've really learned that everyone deserves to be acknowledged and respected, and that like man on the corner who's begging, he's going to be ignored by a lot of people who drive by, and that being ignored sort of makes you feel less human. And you can sort of compare that to how we feel right now going to the grocery store and everyone's wearing masks and all you can see is like these eye movements and trying to avoid each other in the aisle. And that's how a homeless person can feel on the side of the road on a daily basis. So that reality of getting walked over and driven by is so hard on just how you feel, your self-esteem. And so this time has really taught me that we're social beings and that we're really meant to care for one another and beyond just the level of acknowledgement, but just supporting that we're all here together. We're all here on this earth sharing it.
Well, what you've learned and what you are doing in your community really is extremely admirable, Hannah. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your story and for being our guest today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us on the Providence College Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast in all the usual places, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. Thanks again to our producer, Chris Judge. I'm Charlie Joyce. Until next time.